Hi, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and this time it's just going to be me. It's been a minute since I've done one of these, and I am just now realizing that I haven't really officially opened, like, season three. Like, I was never like, welcome to season three, guys. No, that's just scheduling and just pre-recordings and things like that, and things not lining up properly, but better late than never, right? So today's just going to be me. We're going to have a lovely conversation, and I hope you guys enjoy whatever just comes out of my mouth. I don't know what's going to happen with the next half hour, but I hope you all enjoy. Let's just recap. I think the last time I did this, it was, I think the end of season two, or it was either the end of season two or celebrating 1 year. I think it was celebrating 1 year. And if I'm honest, I don't remember what I said in that at all. Like, at all. I was probably just talking about life and what I was doing at that time and being nervous of being 17. Also, yeah, I'm 17 now, guys. What the heck? Don't know how that happened, but yeah, I was probably talking about my fear of getting older and just school starting and things like that. So maybe I'll just fill you guys in on what's happened since then. So I have like a list here on my phone, and I just have like random things. I'm just going to pick up what I think I'm going to say from when I wrote these down. So school has been kicking my behind, my rear end, my badonk badonk, if you will. I'm so tired. I'm so tired all the time. And it's kind of scary because it was funny because I was talking to my friend, hi Ryder, if you're listening. And he was like, are you burned out? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Yes, I am. Like, I don't get any more than 6.5 hours of sleep most times during the weekday, like when I'm at school and dancing and things like that. And he's like, well, are you okay? And I'm like, I'll be okay. I always say that because I always seem to make it through these kinds of things. And recently he just had this presentation where he talked about the importance of sleep for students and like teenagers and things like that with all of our crazy lives and just working something out like health-wise. And like, I was proofreading it a little bit for grammar because I felt like I had to. And I was, as I was reading it, I was like, whoa, like a lot of this applies to me. And it just made me realize, like, hey, maybe we should tap into some of your more physical health and your mental health and things like that. Because as you guys, did I mention this? I may not have started it at the time when I had my last solo episode, but I got into therapy. Best decision I've ever made in my entire life. However, I have not been to therapy since August. Because I've been so busy and I closed my eyes for a second and now it's mid-December. What the heck? and that just goes to show that I'm so busy to the point where I can't even put myself first to talk to someone about how I'm feeling. You know what? Sometimes it's positive and sometimes it's negative. Not saying that like every time I speak to a therapist, I'm having like a depressive episode. It's because like I finally have someone who has like an unbiased opinion about how I'm feeling and things like that. And haven't had that in a while. I have my friends, I have my family, but it's kind of different when it's someone who's outside of that, you know? So I just think it's time that maybe I can make this a New Year's resolution and just like put more of my physical health forward because, you know, I think it's like kind of like a, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but it switches back and forth. Like when your mental health is bad, your physical health is bad. But I also think that when your physical health is bad, your mental health is bad. You know, because you just feel sick. I don't feel sick, like coughing and hacking, like cold kind of stuff, but like sick as in like my body is like, I don't want to say deteriorating, but it kind of is. It's just like a lot to put myself through. And dance takes up most of my time because I live so far away from, because as you guys know, I dance with the Washington School of Ballet in Washington, D.C. Been with them for over 8 years now. 8 years, a lot of my time, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of mental strain comes with that, a lot. And I think I've come to terms with, like, I'm not gonna be able to do dance forever, and that this will probably be my last year doing it, just because I live so far. If I live 20 minutes away, cool, I can breeze through it, it's fine, and I'll find a way to work things out with my junior year craziness. But I just think that it's not help, like, I don't want to be able to, how do I say this, like, I want to enjoy it, but not at a cost of my mental health anymore. And I want to finish out this year, because I think it would just make me feel better, because last year it was all virtual. Last year was kind of supposed to be my last year, like with dance, not like with dance period, like it's obviously going to still be a part of my life, but it was going to be my last, like, hoorah. But I was not expecting the pandemic, neither were any of us. And I didn't want to end on that note, you know, because it was going to be a new opportunity. I was going to go to the new campus. I was going to just experience things I wouldn't have experienced in my earlier years. And I wanted to do that. And so decided to push myself out there this year and just go one last time. And it's hard. It's very hard. But, you know, like I always say, we're going to soldier through it. We always do. God has our backs, as he has my back. And yeah, I'll be okay. I know I'll be okay. But it's just a lot of stuff. But like, that kind of went down a negative route, but I promise you guys I'm okay. but yeah, I just think I want to focus more on my mental health and how I'm feeling and things like that. But let's go to something a bit more positive. this year, I finally feel like I'm making friends that are, what's the word I'm looking for, like, better, like, for me. I didn't have, like, bad friends before, but I just had people that, I now have people that I feel that I can just call on whenever, and I've always had that, but it's different. But majority of those people didn't go to my school, and I didn't see them every day. But this year, like, I finally feel like I have that group of people, and you guys know who you are. I don't have to point you guys out, but, like, being acknowledged, like, at school and not really walking around, like, sometimes I like to kick it by myself, but when I want to be surrounded by people, it's people that care about my presence and people that appreciate me, you know, and I feel like it just makes me happy to know that. And that the people that I talk to actually support me, and they know everything that I'm doing. And they're like, oh, I saw you posted this. Like, I'm so proud. And like, you're doing the dang thing, girl. And I'm like, thank God someone notices, because if I went through all this and no one was like, not necessarily like acknowledging it, but like, you know, congratulating or just showing some sort of appreciation for all this work that I've done, I don't know where I'd be. I'd probably be really sad. But the support I've received has been awesome. And I've just appreciated it so, so much. And right now, like, I think it was yesterday, my friend came up to me, and you guys know last week, or technically, I think it'll be like 2 weeks sent for when this episode comes out, but when I was with Ian Brock and Desi, when we went to Dallas for his Dream Hustle Code Teen Tech Live 2.0 event, and I helped to co-host, I was posting about that a little bit on social media, and just like, you know, keeping you guys updated with what I've been doing with my life. And one of my friends yesterday came up to me, and he was like, oh, like, I saw you last week doing that event. And so you guys know TikTok. So there's this sound, and it's like, it's really cute. It's like, go little rock star. Hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about. But my friend was telling me, like, that's like the sound he thought of, like, when he saw it. I was like, oh, that's so nice. I didn't know what he was talking about at the time, but the algorithm is weird. And I ended up seeing it later that day, and I was like, oh, I just saw the sound. Like, thank you. That's so sweet. And like, I don't know. I just feel like I have people in my circle who I know will always have my back, and I hope they know that I will always have theirs. And it's just really nice, honestly. So that's a bit of an update on my friends and things like that, and just meeting new people. What else? Oh, social media. Let's go on a tangent, guys. Let's go on a tangent. So as you guys know, I deleted Snapchat back in May. Have not gotten it back. It's been a smooth 6 months. Best decision I've ever made. Best for my mental health. Absolutely. I've just been so happy. Obviously, I'm not going to account for like the times that weren't as good, but the times that I weren't good were not caused by having that gosh dang app. And it felt so nice. And so we all know the power of the mind. Like, I can drag things out so far and make situations so much worse for me than they really are. And just getting rid of Snapchat was like another thing that eliminated that for me. And so that just goes to show that when you make the effort to make that change in your life, it works. And you know what's best for you. And it took me a minute to realize that it was best for me. And will I get it back? Probably not. I'm going to make it to a year and see how I feel. But I've gone this far and haven't had a want or need to get it back. And I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, but it feels good that I'm finally in a place where I don't feel left out, because I'm always like, what's going on here? How is, like, is there some type of party or something that I should know about? And so if I wasn't notified of that, like, by like a person, and that kind of thing kind of goes through like Snapchat and social media, like, I'd be like, dang, like, no one told me about it. And I would get like butt hurt. But now I don't care. Like, I know that like I'm busy and I have my own stuff going on. I don't have to worry about all those other things. And so I don't know, just a bit of weight off the shoulders with things like that. But maybe I can talk about, how are we on time? We're doing good. Maybe I can talk about that process and like the growth I've made, because nobody ever talks about, well, I won't be subjective and be like, no one ever, but not many people talk about how lonely and how hard growth can be. It is so hard to go through all these things by yourself, and sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly, and like all the silent cries that no one sees, or all the silent things that you go through that no one hears about. And I try not to do this. I try not to post too much of my thoughts on social media. Just because, not that it seems like irrational and it's like just my mind, but like some things I feel like I can just keep to myself and work through on my own without having to post it to other people. If I wanted to talk to someone about it, I would. I don't necessarily have to post about it, and I don't have to share every single moment, but I think I can express with you all. I've known you guys. I'm talking to you guys like you're one person, but I've known you guys for long enough for you guys to know how my mind works. And I think you guys can get a process of that, like, since I've started this podcast and how I work in things like that. So a lot of times where I just cry and I just let it all out. I've fallen off of many good habits. I've acquired some bad ones. And I think the good thing though is that I acknowledge those. You know what I mean? Like, as long as I am like, okay, I know that this isn't the best for me, but I'm acknowledging that that is something that I can fix. And obviously, I didn't willingly start making bad decisions just because, obviously, just from human nature and people making mistakes and just being someone that I know that I'm not, and being someone that I can be better than, and bettering myself in that way every day. And I think that's another thing that pushes me to be the person that I am, It's because I know that I can be better. And that, you know, I don't want to be the person I was a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, 5 minutes ago. Something like that. Just pushing myself out of who I was in the past, because every day is an opportunity to be a new person. And every day is an opportunity to see what God has put in front of you and how you choose to work with that. And that's something beautiful about the life that we live in and the world that we live in. There's a lot of bad things about it, and there's a lot of good things about it. There's a terrible balance in between those, but I think we're pretty good at managing. Not really. I'm just trying to make you guys feel better. I've been talking for 15 minutes straight. Wow. I'll see you guys right after this break.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings. I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. It's me again, Sydney, and I'm talking about life and what I think of it so far and how I have grown. Also, I want to acknowledge this candle that I've been staring at this entire time. You guys know the Bath & Body Works candle sales. Ooh, we love those. And this candle is called Black Tie, I think. Yes, it is. And I'm not sure what a black tie is supposed to smell like, but it smells like one, and it's pretty nice. But yeah, let's move on. Let's see what else has been going on in my life and just things that I have noticed. Another thing that I struggle with is that I am afraid of asking for help. Sydney, what the heck does that mean? Well, I just have a mindset that I don't want to be a burden to anyone or anything. And I want to be the peacemaker, and I want to be the happy medium in everyone's life. And there is quite a struggle and quite a problem when it comes to that, if that doesn't sound alarming already to you all. My entire life, I have grown up to be a people pleaser. And it's I don't want to say it's not a bad thing, but it's not an amazing thing as well. But like people pleasing in the way where I will literally silence my own thoughts and opinions and feelings just to keep the peace. Like that's how bad it's gotten. And again, back to that acknowledgement, and this is how we grow people. We acknowledge our mistakes and we move forward. That is how we grow. I have learned to be like, hey, not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone is going to see things the same way you do. And that's okay. It took me a long time to realize that, though. And there's a lot of relationships that have come and gone. And I've been able to grow from that as well. And it feels good. It feels great that I've come out of that and like broken out of my shell. Another thing, these things are just coming up in my mind, you guys, but another thing that I'm also really glad that I'm noticing is that actions speak louder than words. I will say it again for the people in the back. Actions speak louder than words. This goes for people. This goes for everything in any circumstance. Like, I am, as much as I like to call myself an independent go-getter, that girl type of girl, I am not always that person. I can find myself being very dependent off of others' opinions of me, others' reactions, and I will do everything in my power to kind of change those or change myself in order to fit those standards. And obviously that's not very healthy. From personal experience, I have given myself away to those who don't deserve it. And as much as I like to convince myself that I am worthy and that I deserve better, I would still put myself in situations where people wouldn't treat me like I was worthy or that I deserved it. They obviously wouldn't flat out say like, you're worth nothing, like no situations like that, but kind of indirect situations, if I'll put it that way, like where, but I didn't realize this kind of stuff till afterwards. And I've grown to, that's another like great thing. Like I've grown to like be happy about it. When you get out of relationships, like friendships or something with a significant other or any kind of relationship, and instead of hatred, you learn to forgive and just see the circumstance for what it was, life becomes so much easier, you guys. It becomes light. It becomes better. And it feels amazing when you don't stress about people who you know aren't going to change. And, you know, like accept those. Accepting change is probably the first step to moving into like a, accepting change is like the first step in moving in the right direction of change, lack of a better term. But I think that I've gotten better at that, and I've taught my friends, and I don't know, but teaching, I've just talked to my friends about it, and maybe they've learned a thing or two about the things I've said. But like knowing that, hey, things change and people change and time moves on, and that's that. You cannot get upset about it. And I've just grown to be comfortable with that and putting myself in facing those uncomfortable situations, like coming to terms with, this is just the way life is. And there's a lot not to say. I keep contradicting myself, but this is not to say that there are things in life that aren't going to change and we have to deal with it. There's a million things that I can count on a thousand hands that have to change in our lifetime and in our world. But obviously I'm not speaking of those. I'm speaking of things that are literally by God's doing. And we can't control anything God does or the time frame that he does it in or how he does it. And it molds us into the people that we are. So I think coming to terms with that also helps. Also, what is going on right now with the pandemic? This panorama, this Panera Bread that we're in right now. What is this new variant, the Omicron? I didn't want to talk about this, but I have to keep you guys updated with the current news as well. but there's a lot of stuff going on with that as well. And it makes me sad. It feels like we've made no progress. So I will say it once and I will say it forever until it is done. Get vaccinated. Please and thank you. Not for yourself. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for others. I will say it again. Get vaccinated. Thank you. I will not press that anymore because we all know how uncomfortable COVID-19 has made us feel, but just needed to add that in there one last time. Something that, what else? There's so many things I could talk about, guys. It feels so good to talk about things that have just been going on in my life, and it feels good to be vulnerable again. Looking at my notes. Oh, okay. I have written down asking God for a sign, then ignoring it. Why do we do that? Why do we ask God for a sign and then ignore it? I've caught myself doing that multiple times, but when we ask him for a sign and it's not the one that we want, we ignore it. Am I wrong? No. So I will give you an instance. This is hypothetical, but also not hypothetical. If there is a person that I like, or if there is an event or an opportunity that I should take, and if I feel that it is right, then I will ask God, like, hey, give me a sign. Is this the direction I should go? And in any way, shape, or form, he gives me that sign. And it usually ends up being the right decision. And I end up doing whatever it is that is. But sometimes I like to let my own mind and heart surpass God's desire, which I think a lot of us do. My grammar is perfect today, guys, if you can't tell. I would let, because this is another thing, my grandma, I talk to her all the time about these kinds of things, and like, she's given me so much advice. I love her. But she would say, listen to your mind and not your heart, because your heart is filled with love for other people and it sees all the good things in the world. So it's not going to look for the consequences. Your heart is not going to prepare itself for the consequences. It might, but it might take a little bit of mind power for that. Like, hey, like, before you jump into this, this might also happen. And I think a lot of us don't do that. So, but following the heart seems like the better version, because it just seems nice. Like, it's the happier version. It's the part that you like the most, but that's not always the way to go. Your mind, and also always follow your gut intuition. Always follow it. You have a feeling, go with that feeling. Anyways, but your mind is the best route. God's mind is the best route. God's spirit, the best route. And if you're not religious, you know, follow your gut, or follow something that is moving you in the right direction, and that you feel in your spirit is the right direction, you know? But I just think that's funny how we ask God for a sign and we ignore it. Like, like, hey, like, this person seems great, but I'm a bit iffy about it. Can you give me a sign? They give me a sign. He gives me a sign, multiple signs. And I ignore them because I want to go the happier route. But you know, life isn't about going the happier route. Life is about experience, and it is about learning, and it is about growing, and it is about developing. And that is what is so beautiful about it. And all the sad times remind us that there are a million good times to come, and we have the sad times, to remind us of the good times, and not taking those for granted, which is why I stress so much to live in the moment. And I'm a problem. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but I am also someone who doesn't practice living in the moment as well, because like, we're so pressed on just moving on and getting out. And like all, like almost every day, all me and my friends talk about is like, oh my gosh, we're going to be seniors next year. We can't wait to graduate. When I was like in eighth grade, the summer before I became a freshman, all the current juniors were like, trust me, it is going to go in, it's going to go by in seconds. They were not wrong. They didn't account for the pandemic, of course, but they were not wrong. I was a freshman literally yesterday. This feels insane to me. And I got older. I'm 17, which is a huge number. That's a big number. That's almost 20 years. That's almost two decades. I've been here for almost two decades. I don't know what's been happening with this, within those past two. I can't remember a thing past 2009. Or before 2009, I mean, sorry. But there's a lot that I can't wait to experience. And there's a lot that I can't wait to learn. And can't wait to see what God has to show me now that I am 17 and the things that I can do with this new age. But I'm also curious to know, why are we so afraid of that? Why are we so afraid of getting older and experiencing? But we're also so quick to be like, oh, I need to get out of here. Like, I scheduled my driver's test for the end of this month to get my license, my provisionals. And I've been so excited, like, oh my gosh, this day. I can't wait to be able to be like, oh, I want to go to Target. I want some food. Oh, I want to see a friend. And I could just bounce if I wanted to. And I've been so excited. And I've been like, oh, I need to get there. But I'm constantly reminded, and this is like the happy medium when it comes to social media, when I follow like certain accounts that speak on different things and that I can expose myself to a lot of things, whatever. But I saw something and it was like, it was this older man and he was talking about how like he's always seeing like people pass him on the road because he's driving too slow, because everyone, you know, you want to get in the left lane, the fast lane, and you want to get to where you have to be, but no one really takes a moment to enjoy the ride. And that analogizes into no one wants to enjoy the ride of life, because we see these higher milestones for us and we want to just rush through all the in-between stuff and get there. But if we rush through the in-between stuff, we won't get through those mistakes. We won't get through those accidents. We won't get through those things in life that we don't necessarily prepare for, like death or, you know, just sad surprises, unhappy surprises that are supposed to teach us something. Because when we in those moments where we're experiencing sad stuff, we're like, oh, I don't want to feel depressed anymore. I don't want to feel like this anymore. And we forget to just sit in that for a minute. And I have a friend and I tell this to her all the time, like, just be in it. Don't force yourself to feel any kind of way. Don't force yourself to feel happy, because you won't learn from yourself and how your body works and how you react to things. Like, you won't be able to learn like how you truly feel about stuff and how your body reacts and how you can care for it. But all that is to say is just live in the moment. A number one thing that I talk about. One last thing before I go, because I didn't know I could talk for this long, actually. I had a conversation with Miss Cedra Sebastian today. And we were just talking about business stuff, but she gave me a quote that she got from her own mentor that says, you can do everything, but not all at the same time. So again, I think this plays into us being able to slow down and just realizing that everything will come when it's supposed to. Everything that you want to do will happen in its own kind of timely manner. It won't happen tomorrow, probably won't happen next week, maybe not even next year, but it will happen if you want it to. So a bit of mind power in there as well. But I think that's all I have today. there's so many things I could have talked about more, but subjected to time, I guess. But happy holidays, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed this intimate conversation with me. It's been a while since I've been able to do this by myself, Expect exciting things in the future. I have a lot of things going on that I can't wait to share with you all. So praying for you all always. Thank you for sticking by me through this entire journey. And I'll see you all next time. Bye.